Yeah, I was just trying to call you back on my landline.
Okay, yes. Sorry, I think it dropped.
Listen, I'm not trying to be a hard ass. I'm not trying to badger you. I'm not trying to be a ball buster.
No, I know it.
I'm like in my knees trying to get an answer from you guys, okay? Because I don't want to shop this all at once because I already had this discussion with you. I don't want to shop this like a banshee because then it's I don't want to have my credit checked all over the place, you know. But if this is not going to work out the way we want it, I got to go somewhere else. And yeah. I have guys calling me constantly, and I don't want to take this next step, but I can't. I gotta know today what the deal with this is. I can't wait until tomorrow. I really need to know. Okay, that's why I can't. I'm pleading with you. Okay, in the Department of Reasonability here, professionalism. Can I talk with someone to find out what the parameters of this are? Okay, and because you know, I'm very concerned. I don't understand why. How this is broken down, and you're making it sound like it's New Jersey and New York's not getting any credit, because I was told by Ruben that New Jersey would get it, and then they're working on New York, and he's very hopeful it'll work out. And that's what I'm waiting to hear. And I'm putting my whole business down. I'm up here talking to you.
Yeah.
Can I get some answers right now?
Yeah, and Matthew, what I did is as soon as I had any information, I called you with it this morning. I don't have that information on the breakdown of New York and New Jersey. Let me go.
I'll talk. And ask him?
Ruben is not here. He's out for the week. But
he said there's some guy Dennis going to call me. Dennis never called.
Another thing
that bothered me a little bit. He never called. Okay.
Me too, man. Me too. And he's actually the person that I got to go talk to for this. I mean, I'm giving you everything that they're giving to me. As soon as I get it, I got word this morning that there was an approval for 150 on the working capital. No details on the breakdown for it, but he told me that he would have the details today. I've been pushing him to give me everything he can so I can get it to you.
Okay, then I need to know what if this is. You know, because again, Ruben said it was going to be from New Jersey, and then they're working on New York. He said you would probably get 80 to 100,000 from Jersey, and if everything worked out, if it was positive, we would give you between 180 and 200,000 from New York. So, I don't know where the 150 is coming. You need to find that out. I need to know what the terms are. Ruben said it was with Jersey was 12 to 14 months, and. And I don't know what the interest rate is. So that's big stuff. I mean, if you come back and tell me interest rate is 25%, I'm not going to do it. I mean, that's you know, I sure hope it's not that. I mean, when we went into this talking about this endeavor over 2 weeks ago now, you told me it would probably be around 15%. So I'm hoping I can probably live with that if it is. It's a little high, but I could probably live with that. But if it's like 20 or 25%, I can't do it, you know?
Okay, yeah, and I don't have those details on what the terms are for the approval. I will walk over there right now and get as much as I can and get it to you as soon as I can. That's all I can do.
Okay. Now I have out of my office.
Okay.
Go ahead. You have what?
I was going to say, I have the equipment all packaged up, ready to go. I just need the driver's license and the check to send the document.
Okay, I can do that. Now, here's the thing. I asked you this the other day about the equipment. You have to be absolutely crystal clear with me on this, okay?
Yeah.
If the working capital doesn't come out the way I want it, okay, yep. And I decide to decline that, okay?
Uh-huh.
I'm going to go try to shop this somewhere else to get my working capital to expand my business, okay?
Okay.
That won't, if I have a deal with the equipment with you guys, that's not going to mess anything up with another funding place, will it?
No, it will not.
You're sure about that?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
Yeah. So that we have that in place, we can do it, and then we can, you know, I'll get you the answers on the working capital as soon as I can. I'm trying to pull information out.
Okay. All right. So what I'm gonna do is fax over a cancel check. Okay. And my driver's license. And where should I fax this to?
You can send it to 888-234-0177, and then put attention Sam on it.
234 what?
0177.
0177. Okay. Now, once that's done, what happens after that?
So then I can. I can.
Did Mike send you the invoice that you needed?
Yes, he did.
Okay. So what happens after that?
So then we generate the documents. I have it down. We want to do 60 months, the 5-year term. So I'll just draw up the documents, send them out to you, and if everything looks good, we sign them and we fund it.
Okay, so that's 60 months as the small amount of payments then. You're talking, it has to be that long? Because I think the truck is like 16 grand, I believe, right?
If you want to do it shorter, we can. I think the note that Ruben gave me was 60 months.
Well, what would be, can you tell me what the pay, do I have some, what are the payments, 60 months as opposed to 36 months or whatever?
Okay, let me see. I just have the information on the 60 months. The payment would be $735 a month.
$735 a month? What's the interest on this? I mean, that's unbelievable. The truck is for $16,000. What interest are you guys charging me?
Oh, well, you know what? I'm sorry. The number I just gave you was the approval. We had you approved for $30,000. So when I generate, when I generate the documents, it'll be for the price of the truck based off of that invoice. I don't have the documents generated, so I don't have the number. That $735 is for $30,000. So if you're looking at half that, it's going to be half that.
Even that's high. I mean, for 16 grand, I mean, I don't know. How could that possibly, what's the interest rate you guys are charging? I don't know this. I got to know the details on it.
Okay, and that's what I can get to you. When I generate the documents, it'll break it all down for you. I just have the approval with the total amount.
I mean, if you tell me the interest rate's going to be 20%, I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to
do it. It's not. It's not 20%. It's less than
20%. You tell me it was in single digits, because if it's not in single digits, I mean, what's the point? I'll go somewhere else to finance it. But what that's what I need. It just seems like it's high. For 16,000, you're probably talking like, I don't know, 307, 370 or 380 a month.
Yeah, like I said, I don't have the breakdown for it. Just based off that 30, I'll do some quick math just to try to see what that, if you're going to put an APR on that, I think it's going to work out to right around 9%.
All right, well, that's reasonable. It's high, but it's not horrendously high.
And when I generate the documents, I can get you the exact terms for the price of the truck. I'm going off the approval. We had you approved for $30,000. The truck, let me try to pull that up, see what the
truck
is. Okay,
so only the truck is going to be 16 grand, I think, right?
Yeah, so it'll be on 16 grand, yeah.
Is that what it is? How much is the truck for?
Let me pull up that invoice.
And you put
that
a deposit down, Mike, for $500.
Okay. Looks like the truck is, 16,000.
Okay, so I'm going to send a copy of my driver's license and a canceled check, okay?
Yeah, and then from there we can give you the, straightforward, hard numbers, full information on everything for you to look over.
Right, okay.
And okay. I'm gonna walk over right now and talk to Dennis, try to see what we're looking at for the working capital. And as soon as I know, you'll know.
Okay, all right, very good, thanks.
All right, thanks, Matthew.
You got to call me back. I got to know about this today, though.
Okay, I will.
Okay?
I will. You got it.